The NPP has justified its decision to go on a demonstration alongside the court process over the December presidential results. The party's Ashanti Regional Chairman F.F. Anto said the court process does not in any way prevent the party from going on demonstration to protest against what he termed massive fraud against the NPP. He spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
Before the election, Dr. Afrida was in the region to inform us that without verification, no registered voter will be allowed to vote. This thing was adhered to strictly in Ashanti region. But after the election, our information is that most areas, people voted without verification. And we think this is discriminatory, this is not fair, and that is why we want to embark on demonstration. Apart from the other reason that we've seen massive fraud by the National Party, in Ashanti region, there are three polling stations where there was cheating, where there was manipulation of results. We think these things are not trigger well for the growth of democracy in this country.
But your party intends contesting this case in court.
No, the mere fact that the National Party decides to contest this case in court does not negate anybody's decision to demonstrate. Demonstration is part of the process in signing the constitution to purpose to air their views. This action is also intends to raise the morale of our party people to assure them that we're in the process of making things right. Can you imagine you stand in the sun from morning to evening six and people decide not to count your votes for you?
With this demonstration, where and when is it starting?
We said we wanted to start at 4 points. But when we met the policemen, they said yes, they can protect us on only 2 points. So we shall be converging at the Labour roundabout, then the Swami roundabout, where we then pass through most of the principal streets of Kumasi. We will converge at the Kumasi post office, then come back to Abyss Park for a gathering to be addressed by the leadership of the party, including Nana Danko Akufo-Addo.
Meanwhile, the Ashanti Regional Secretary of the NDC, Joseph Yamin, has questioned the rationale behind going on demonstration when the matter is being pursued in court. He asked why children of the MPP leaders are not seen on the streets and advised those demonstrators to think twice. Mr. Yamin called on the National Peace Council to call the NPP and PPP to order.
I am disappointed in the MPP for embarking on a demonstration because clearly, if you challenge election results, don't have to go through demonstration before you indicate that you are going to court. My disappointment goes to the religious bodies, the peace council that organized the forum for the political parties to sign a peace accord.
Mr. Yamin, what do you want the peace council to do?
I'm sure that we are all aware that the peace council, upon signing that agreement, asked all political parties to accept the results. When Nanado was saying that he was going to accept the results, was he going to accept it because he was going to win? Or he had in mind that the game is two? I mean, it's either a win or a lose. On what basis was Papa Sindu saying that he was going to accept the results? I mean, so if you give a platform to politicians, to candidates, to come and stand on and give a promise to the Ghanaians, you should ensure that that promise is adhered to. So I am seriously not convinced as to why, as of now, the religious bodies stood up against the 45 creation constituencies. Today, we will not speak again when this country is being taken into the ditch by the NPP.
Are you keeping your supporters in check so that there will not be any confrontations at tomorrow's demonstration?
We are law-abiding citizens. Everybody is moving normally. Kumasi is calm. That is a place, and I don't know why the NPP would want to leave Greater Accra. Maybe they are not getting the numbers, and they think that Ashanti region, they will have the numbers thrown out there. But I am so much convinced that the people of Ashanti are so much dedicated to their work. They think that it's lost. The MPP couldn't beat the NDC in this election. There was no way the MPP was going to beat this, President John Dramani Mahama in this election. And so they have accepted their results.
That was Ashanti Regional Secretary of the NDC, Joseph Yamin, talking to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.